You have to go 4 amas from where the smell stops. Mashenkein, if it's in front of you, you have to go kamali enough. So, first to start, it was mechariv, it's not mechariv. So, luckily, you have to go 4 amas makim shkala reach. So, let's say somebody has a horrible smell. Shaz was going to be the lacha. Some people have better smells, some people have worse smells. Let's say it's the middle of the winter and you have a cold, or somebody is suffering from corona. Corona's back a little bit. But akapanam, nothing too serious, don't worry. But it's a cold. But so over there, mechaber zan, if you have a chili shemereach, you have to go dal amas makam shakalereach, lamim shemereach. You go past a regular, normal smell of a normal person. And that's the agdara you're going to go with, and it's not telling you the fact that you can't smell. If you have a very good smell, so then an echanami would be telling you, and somebody has a very starker smell, so for you, you're in a place where it smells, then it's going to be a problem. So kids are basically, if you have no smell, then you go, what's an average person? If you have a very good smell, it's going to be telling you. So now the question is, like, so how do I know? You know, do I have to be chayshish that maybe there is a smell?
I mean, but in the end of the alma, if you smell, so you could assume that it's good, no?
Yeah, I guess you can assume you're normal, yeah, I guess so. Unless you have a cold, so what do you do then?
Asthma.
No, so I don't think you have to assume that there's a smell, but you know, you don't have to assume that something smells. You wonder if you're walking right past the garbage and you don't smell and you have a cold, so maybe at that point already, maybe at that point you should be machber. But, you know, minastam, you don't have to. You don't have to worry about it. So if I have to go Malainov, even if it's Suma, Laila, you know, it's a night where a person can't smell. That's how much Rubin Zan also say Kriyishma or Dosha Gedusha of Nehabatim, because directly Hashem Tzaya, Poshkim Chatzir, if that's the Messias, that there is Tzaya over there, even though it's a night, over there you can't say Kriyishma. So this big size must be with the studim. So the Mechaber Zan studim dina kalacharev, which will be dal amas. Then it brings down that that studim mamish. So studim shel afanav, those things which are in front of you. Mechaber Zan dina is dina afanav. He brings down the rabbi as dina kemenat studim, so like dal amas. It means whatever you see without turning your head, that's for sure a kalafanav. There's anything in your peripheral vision that you can just see, that definitely, even though it's not mamash lefanav, but it's on the side, that definitely has a din of the fun of hanabi dalams v'makmusha kalareach. Well, it's not your peripheral vision, that's the machlokes between the magen avraham and the ayurav. If he says to be very careful, make kish levana, you have to be careful that you have to be makmusha dalams v'makmusha kalareach, and also whatever is the fun of the Kamal Einav, and Mutr Shalei Kadosh Kal, it's a place where it smells and everything, it's better not to be Mekadosh at all, and therefore you have to be careful. So because the basic Kal is the fun of whatever you see, the behind you is Dalam Malkim Shekal Ereach, and the Slam Shalei Fun of that's going to be a Shem. So the basic Kal is if it has a Mechitza, some different Shas, this is very important. Not in a regular normal case, but comes up in other cases, but if you have if it was Makan Gvayas HaTvachim by Namach HaSar, or it's different Rishas, so he said that's going to be, and you see it, so he said that's going to be Tanei Rashi Ben Rosh. The Shaila is, it says, why Machanach HaKadosh? Machanach HaKadosh is really your Rishas. I'm sure we're brought down, I have to mention that. Why is Dal Amas the Gadir of when it's on the side of you? So why Machanach HaKadosh? Kibbe Chazal, so Machanach, your Machanach is, the Adam is Dal Amas. Machanach is Dal Amas. Just like we find, they bring down the bush, brings down, just like Dal Amas is Kaina by Mitzia, Gat, Shabbos. Shabbos is considered your Shus. So to be here, that's considered, that's Kamish Al Adam, and therefore it's selling Dal Amas. And the Shabbos listens different Rishus. Having that, it's called Reflective Rajma Rush. It's different Rishus, and you see it. So he says that, according to the Rosh, it's called by Machal Kodesh because it's different Rishus. But the Rajma says that if you see it, the Rajma learns that the Pasuk of Vayach Machal Kodesh of Yechav is Dabra, that the Dini Erva also applied to Dini Tzayat, it's Amshal Hapsukim. So therefore, if you might see you see it, then it's going to be a problem. And that's not going to be a problem. Now, either way, he brings down that if it smells, Yishal Reichor, it might have Sakalish and Rishus. brings down that if there's a riachura, then it's not going to help. It's not going to help a shinur shos. That's how we pass it. The ma'aseh, if it smells, the ma'aseh second shinur shos is not going to help. And it's only if it doesn't smell and you see it, that's where the machlokes Rashba and Rosh is.
For garbage cans, they have like a lid.
Right, so we'll get the garbage can in a second. We'll get the garbage can in a second. So, where's the case like this? And there's the next couple of stuff to discuss. We have like, say, Kalev Chazer, all these things. So, Chava says, basically, Gemara, Brachas. If you put Iris, then it's so it has been sent to Adam. If not, it's like, so you Shar Behema, that you don't have to be marked for them if they're no Rechra. So, we hear Ben Azman, and you go to these, like, Moshavim. So, you come to the first day, and it's like, and you really like how they live here, right? Like it smells and you can imagine how they live here. After a while you get used to it. So the question is like what you know he could done in Lahidina in that type of situation. So Mitsarak and Khaber Paskins, if it's not you know, it's not a Kalab or Khazir, let's put an iris, most animals technically would be okay. The only issue is, but if there's a Reyach Ra, then it's a Mitzay Sadam. So.
Not Mitzay Sadam.
What? Is it Dinah Say Sadam? If it smells and.
What
is it? What are Reyach Ra? I just want to. The Chabbah says if it smells, you have to do it. He says, if you want to call it a Pasuk, stop saying it's a Reyach Ra, if it's a Reyach Ra, it's a Reyach Ra, it's not a Chazak, and that's a Lissarai, and that's a Ketzay, and that's a Reyach Ra, 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 you know, it doesn't give a clear psak by regular something. So what are you asking?
Animals just stink. It's not
from soil.
It's just animals smell that.
Animals just
the
smell?
I think so.
I mean, cool. I thought it's like the cows, what?
Yeah, but if passed by cows or something, you smell like the manure or...
Okay. I thought it's the manure and everything, so like...
So Bechlal, what's the shot in the Mechaber? What's the shot in the Lachal that...
I think stam animals are saying it doesn't smell, but I guess sometimes it could be, so I don't know. So it's always where you run into difficulties when you're going back to Bnei Chazal. They lived, their hygiene was very, very different than it was nowadays. Like, you know, they didn't have showers, they didn't clean. Right, there's a halacha by, because as a dechafif when you hear, because you find a davar chatzitza, and only roi, and most of your service is a separate thing, as we rubai, as we roi to be a problem. Like, the hygiene was very different. They didn't shower, they didn't, you know, it was like the world wasn't like, I think, street cleaners, and everything was muddy and dirty and dusty. There wasn't paved roads, and it was a very different society. So some of these things like, didn't really bother them. I imagine, I mean, I never went to anyone over here traveled to third world country. I never went, but you ever go to third world country? I imagine, like, these things don't bother them too much, right? These type of smells and these type of issues, and, you know, that's really the way the world was. But nowadays it bothers people, so it's going to be a problem. So I don't know. It sounds like a pretty big problem. So I guess the only eights for that type of situation would be that Yesh Lodin, if when the Reichra reaches you, so can you just get rid of the Reichra by putting air refreshener? Now, does it help? Does that help or not? So the cause basically that if it's a Reichra which comes from a source, like from Tzaya, that's Reichra Sheishlikr. And Likr is like passing gas, and which doesn't have a source. So, no, we saw in the past, if you have a Reichra Sheishlikr in a different Roshos, or Reichra Sheishlikr which is covered, so how are we going to done that? Is that considered like a Reichra Sheishlikr now, or is it considered a Reichra Sheishlikr? So the eights over there would be, you down it like a refresh on the acre, because it's not in your shows, it's somewhere else, and you just like put a little air refreshener and spray it up, so now it doesn't smell anymore, and therefore I'm going to refresh on the acre. However, that's the eight stuff.
Even if it comes from the animal.
Even so, it's the animal, but it's not your shows. So
well, mice. Meaning it's outside, he's inside.
Yeah. Or you're...
But in economy, outside, when he goes horseback riding for 3 hours or to see in front, he can't speak in the retailer or can't make brachas v'chulu. Or he has to bring, I mean, no.
If it's a reich, which most people in Mistar don't have it, so that's your problem. If it's... Yeah, now the Mishpura says very important words over here. Kazachat, Dabash Tavei Reich Ra, Kuin Itrin, which is Mitzan Atzmei Ra, like Itrin, like that's Mutter. It's only called... When they could say, Mashin Nisak Mach Ipush, Like the only time something has a din of reyachrav, something from malchus ipush, it's like ratting and smelling. Something which is naturally a stam of smell, this is a lav dafka that has a din of, that would not have a din of reyachrav, that would not be.
Well, spray by the...
Right, so two things. One is that they get throw ups. That's a lot of going to get throw ups. One is going to get one's going to get by perm. So, this says, what's going to be with throw ups? Which means they have an ayin vav chav.
Anacham
Tzeid
doesn't naturally spell bad.
Well, because of Shem Zerisha, so it means like Mimash Adam Meki, Avshom Mois, brings down, and Ayin Vav Chaf, he brings down that from the Zerisha Shem, the only Marchik from you throw up, even though it's Mois, because it's not Mitzad, Ipush, it's just, you know, it's mayas, it's not so much of a, not so much of a reachra, and if it's not got a problem. But chashuk and other chayim say that, it's totally if it smells. So I think throw up in general doesn't smell so bad, right?
Well, it does smell pretty bad.
Is that close here to
it? Yeah, it does smell pretty bad.
Yeah, it smells terrible.
Yeah? Yeah. Smells pretty bad? Yeah. So if it smells, then I'm gonna
then. So
our chashuk,
who says this?
Our chashuk says that if there's a smell already and it's bad, you know, the kivayi is going more that it's just mayas but doesn't smell. So kivayi itself is going like that. It doesn't bring down like that, but it's just mayas but doesn't smell. If it has a smell, it's right. You can do the air freshener thing in, you know, try to get rid of it, but that will be the issue with that. So, yeah, they're bringing some scent of shadows over here. Let's say somebody has sweat. Is that considered reichro? So for example, they bring it from the base bar from the Bemazel by the Gumiko. Like one to learn, Bezer Kinyevsky says that also it's going to be okay.
What, something on himself, somebody else?
Sweat, yeah, sweat. It's not he pushed, it's just that might be sweat, and then it's going to be okay. The other reason is somebody has bad breath. It's going to be from Chaim Vital and some Rabbi Shmuel. Vital is masking, there's no Chi of Shasmid or Tafu Kedusha. Governor Sharif gets to be Piv Chaim Vikrishma Tvila, for example, Fikim Meganim. As that they have a bad smell, and the chenami also calls it kol mareach. You know, different mahalchim benegay of that. Fine. So, we'll come back to chesed in a second. Yeah, to chesed first. You know, I say, can I get an ashpar which is reach hara? And some din of tzayis adam, and you have to go kamal einav. Even though you know the note tzayir of meriglayim, that's considered. That's going to be a problem. So that's what's going to be with those green garbage, right? So nowadays they're going out of style. They're getting new underground garbages, so there aren't any problems. But the question is, all the places which didn't go out of style yet, what's going to be with the garbage? So someone was once walking down the train, he was saying Fisher, because now like Tolkien learning. Like, can't they Fisher screaming and Machiskin cooking and Jimishkin cup? But, so Rosh Hashanah wants to say basically that if it's made of like plastic or mateches, so it's not obvious meriglayim, they just see an empty, it's like so meriglayim, and they clean it, and every day they empty it out, so the garbage can itself technically shouldn't smell so much, officially, that's what they're saying. And all the tsaya is covered in the garbage bags, so being that it's all covered, so therefore it wouldn't be a problem. But if the garbage is like on the street, and it's just like piled up, and you know the cats come and rip it open, and then you start seeing it. Then it can't be that problem. It would be a problem. But
if you see it, say it. It's not say it. Yeah.
So it depends on the dirty diapers that's going on. It's not like this. So you walk by when you walk by this green monster, it's like all of a sudden smell horrible. So Pesach, if I'd be walking by, it has that horrible smell around the car. Definitely would be considered a problem if you smell it, or a known person would smell it. The question is like Molly Anal and things like that. If it's a place where they're on top of the garbage and they clean it every single day, and so it shouldn't be so much of an issue. If that's going to be, it's going to be covered. You wonder when they have the garbage strikes, they've been in a while, right? Or, it's could be one coming to the Chreda Nibu, maybe because they were burning the garbage cans, so the garbage man made macha, don't burn our garbage, it's our job, and they want coming, whatever it is, it gets there. So then, I can't make it an issue, otherwise, you know, we don't make as much of an issue out of it. Yes, that goulash stuff which they spray. So the shadows, what is that?
Goulash. It's chemicals that imitates
the smell.
It's
the smells horrible.
Of course, it's a ricochet
slide. So it's not a ricochet slide. It's like
chemical. It's spray.
It's not matters. Epos, right?
They make it. I don't know. They make it like that.
Yeah, I imagine, but it smells bad, right? It smells pretty bad. I imagine it's an air freshener or something, no? So I imagine. The question is if it's not a real rich.
Then you're in the same richest over there, so, meaning you'd have supposed to be in a different richest.
No, it's from Barry Lane, it smelled in the mirror, remember last time? It's like stuff like it's potent.
No, so I'm saying, meaning if it's Imlay Ikker, then you would not have to be in a different richest?
They're saying it's not terrible. And by your friends, so the halacha is that you're also in Krishma and Tefillah, but it's mutar in the Reiter. So I bring down something moral diskin, that if you have three people who all pass gas at one time, so you're able to learn that. Because I'm mutar my friends, not on my own, so maybe it's about to be right. So Mechisiv says the one thing we know for sure is that if it's a hair fashion, definitely is something which would work for that.
Hair would still be mutter in all these cases.
What you say?
Hair is the mutter or only the hair?
So not really. I mean. It's by Machala Kaddish, this is different than Leuch Harvest Tavern.
Even by Reichra, Shein Laker?
Well, learning you'll learn either way, so you'll have to learn by your friends. So yours is.
And yours would be a Takas of Rear?
I assume based on somebody who is has a bad stomach ache, so once in a while he has very bad stomach aches, and he's baruch sinechalam latzmai b'feir hashem krishma tefila. So mechaber says mutar if it's my krishma tefila, shem daven deisham daven gov naki. If you're einus, you go ahead and daven twice. I'm just probably done about the krishma. Told enough of his darbanan. You wake up, misses the ice of krishma, so about that's not lalacha. And another one should say Kriyishma you say, but Shemana Esrei you want to daven, and you could go ahead and daven two Shemana Esreis for Mincha. Now we get full in, so you put on for a second, I have to put on for a second, saying you just put on and take it off. Now, if it's so bad, it can't be the hatsos man afiach like they shemiach shehav shareish. It's so bad that he can't put on for a second. So he put on both. He just put one at a time. Which is interesting, you know, there's an iser of putting on over his meikel. His meikel to go ahead and do it. So the shoes are more over here. So this they gave the older people. So they, they have to have like tubes, the catheter is what things called that. Catheter, no? Yeah. So, you can't have a spell. Half Peter David was he sucked out by in Sham. So this monkey like where it's the after. So there you go. And Avin was talking about Mary Glyon, but like upon him. But tonight that Bashasim was coming out, so then like upon him, then you should not do it. So Medigaya, these the things they have, so a couple shots. And one is Medigaya, number one is Saya, right? And then it's Saya way to do in terms of. Let's say it. So right, all these things are besides Shasal Chag. So what do? We say Mechan, that say Mechosa has been of?
Reach Rashi
and Eker. Reach Rashi and Eker, and you only need that Amos Mechosa.
Wait.
You what?
It's on him, it's not.
No, you don't need that Amos Mechosa Reach, he's just telling him the smell. As if Reach Rashi and Eker, you have a problem. It's Reach Rashi and Eker. So then it's... It's you just need to not have a smell. So yeah, you know, so Semichan is very fashion like and you make something, try to have something, you know, to get rid of the smell. And yeah, and they kill him. But in terms of when the actual thing has to be covered, so even Ramation Shiva Alak of Zayin says that Messi should cover him. Should be covered. Meshach Shemazam says that since Chatami, it doesn't do him of Meraglaim, doesn't, and therefore he says it's going, therefore it's going to be okay. I'm just remembering what's right. We make all the staff of various schools in order to otherwise it'll be, and you won't be able to learn the Lailam, so therefore we're going to start these things. I want us to laugh, I'm going to get this. Pay Aleph Lam Soyad?
What?
Pay Aleph Lam Zatu, no? But, okay, so I'm stopping.